Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning August the 13th and the whole week ahead. Saturn is going to start to move forward, and this is very important news for you as a Pisces, because thoughts, ideas and plans that you've been making in recent months, recent times, you now need to spring into action. The big energy is going to be focused upon your career. And if you're ambitious, now's the time to set your goals and go after them. Here's your Sunday stars. A difficult aspect between Venus and Neptune, because it's all about seeing someone as you want them to be rather than who or what they are. It's all about seeing a situation as being perfect when it's not. The most important advice I can give you now is don't put a situation or a person on a pedestal, because with feet of clay, they will fall off. Time to get real. And here's your Monday stars. Well, the moon's in Capricorn, and for you, this is a jolly good thing, and there's lovely aspects around. It's good for the future. So if you're planning things for the future, and Saturn moving direct anyway earlier in the week, this is the ideal time to get all your ducks in a row. What is it you aspire to? What's your hope, wish or dream that you wish to pursue? Today is a wonderful day for setting out those targets and going after them. Here's your Tuesday stars. What a lovely aspect between the Sun and Uranus, and this is good for you financially. It's also good and very important for you to buy things that can help you make more money. Technical things, electrical things. And then you can put down your thoughts, because it's about your uniqueness, your originality and your ingenuity. If you combine the whole lot, it is those things that's going to make you a mint. Here's your Wednesday stars. Well, tomorrow there's going to be a big full moon, and it's going to be in Aquarius. And for today, the moon's connection to Saturn can be exceptional if you use your absolute basic senses towards pursuing career goals. There's a lot of good things beginning to work up around you now, Pisces. And remember what I said yesterday. You need the right tools and the right equipment to be able to push ahead with your personal plans. Here's your Thursday stars. What an exceptional aspect between Venus in your 7th house and Pluto in Capricorn in your 11th house. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, because it's full of passion. Venus in the 7th, trine Pluto in the 11th. I would not be at all surprised if either a friend introduces you to someone or a friend becomes your latest passion. So a lot of sexy, lusty passion around you now, Pisces. Lap it up. And here's your Friday stars. The moon is in your sign, but there are difficult aspects all around. So I'm just going to say this to you. Don't get too het up. Don't get too emotional. Don't get too defensive. And most importantly, don't take things personally. There's a lot of good things around you now, and I want you to use them in the right way. And the wrong way would be just to get too tearful.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.